This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. If you want something done right, often you have to do it yourself. That's what the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is doing when it comes to how children's books portray agriculture, believing that there should be more high-quality, enjoyable, and, most of all, accurate books about agriculture available to children, the Foundation has launched Feeding Minds Press to help meet that need. The Foundation will publish its first title right this very minute in January of 2019. The book, by award-winning author Liesl Defelson, is about the foods we enjoy in our daily lives and the farmers and ranchers who are working right this very minute to grow it. The Foundation has worked for years to identify accurate ag books, children's books that are educational, not pointless, or worse, making the wrong point about how agriculture works and how our food is grown. Unfortunately, it is getting more difficult to find books that meet that standard. So the Foundation is turning a challenge into an opportunity. Feeding Minds Press will publish 2 to 3 books per year depending on the manuscript it receives. To add value for authors, readers, and educators, the Foundation will create educational resources to accompany the books it publishes, making the books great options for classrooms. Do you know someone who has a story and would like to get it published? Feeding Minds Press is searching for manuscripts and will accept submissions throughout the month of March. Interested authors can learn more about what they're looking for and how to submit a manuscript at feedingmindspress.com/submissions. Children start to form their views about the world very early. By publishing books for children that open their eyes to the vital role of agriculture in their everyday lives, Feeding Minds Press will help shape a positive perception about today's agriculture. With the confirmation of Bill Northey as USDA Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation, America's farmers and ranchers have another ally in our work to ensure sustainability of agriculture industry for our families, for consumers, and for generations to come, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement. Undersecretary Northey knows farmers and ranchers' heartfelt commitment to protecting our natural resources. He's walked the same soil we have as a fourth-generation farmer from Iowa and has a proven track record as a strong advocate for agriculture in his role as Agriculture Secretary in his home state. Under his leadership, Iowa has become a national leader in conservation, and we know Undersecretary Northey will bring the same innovation and farm-grown work ethic to helping farmers across the country fulfill our commitment to conservation. Farm Bureau is confident he will be a key member of Secretary Perdue's team working with the House and Senate Agriculture Committees on the next Farm Bill, and have no doubt he is ready to hit the ground running in his new role. Consolidation and competition in agribusiness was a key topic Friday during a session at the Agriculture Department's 94th Annual Agricultural Outlook Forum. Dr. John Newton, AFBF's Director of Market Intelligence, explained that consolidation in the agribusiness sector continues as the top firms have more than a 50% market share in the chemicals, seed, machinery, and animal health sectors. Newton said we're also seeing similar concentration and consolidation patterns in cooperative sales, farmland ownership, and farm businesses. He noted that mergers and acquisitions have synergy benefits in that they can improve efficiency in research and streamline the supply chain. Farm Bureau will continue to monitor mergers and acquisitions to ensure farmers have access to a competitive marketplace. The Organic Produce Network, in partnership with Nielsen, recently released 2017 figures on sales of fresh organic produce sold in grocery stores. The figures are impressive. Overall, organic fresh vegetable sales led the produce sector with $2.4 billion in sales, up 6% by volume and 4% by value from 2016. Organic fresh fruit with sales of $1.6 billion showed stronger growth, with volume and dollar sales up 12.6% compared to 2016. Data on production and sales of organic food products at the farm level is harder to come by than data in some other areas of agriculture. The latest production from the Agriculture Department is from the 2014 Organic Survey. Certainly, any data collected by USDA, no matter the frequency, is helpful, but to track more granular trends, the industry turns to private data. Common sense legislation has been introduced in Congress to fix air emission reporting requirements for farms and ranches. But farmers and ranchers' voices are needed to make it a reality. The Fair Agricultural Reporting Method Act, S-2421, or the Farm Act, will exempt most farms and ranches from unnecessary reporting of routine air emissions from animals and their manure. If Congress doesn't act, as many as 200,000 farms and ranches across America could be required to report their daily emissions or face fines of up to $54,000 per day and the threat of activist lawsuits for failure to report. Activists are trying to force family farms to comply with a law that was intended to address toxic waste from Superfund sites, not farms and ranches. Both the Bush and Obama administrations supported a rule exempting farms from the reporting requirements, but activist groups successfully blocked the rule last year in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. AFBF urges Congress to act swiftly to pass this legislation so farmers are free to run their businesses safely and efficiently. Tell your senators to support S-2421 today. While again urging the Department of Transportation to grant agricultural haulers a waiver and limited exemption from the electronic logging device mandate, Farm Bureau in recent comments responded to the department's efforts to provide clarity to the 150 air mile agricultural commodity exemption and the hours of service regulations. Until recently, very few Farm Bureau members or agricultural haulers were aware of their ability to use the newly interpreted 150 air mile agricultural commodity exemption, which provides exceptions from the HOS rules for the transportation of agricultural commodities within a 150 air mile radius from the source of commodities. Enforcement officials, too, likely have very little knowledge about this exemption. This lack of awareness, combined with the unforgiving realities of ELD technology, makes the need for clarity all the more pressing, according to Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.